Hey, listeners, it's your host, Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection Desk Podcast. This is episode 34. Yeah, I believe this is episode 34, y'all. I'll be have to keep up. But anyways, this episode will mainly be focused on heartbreak a little bit, I guess you could say, because I know by the title, it says numb to the bullshit. And I'm going to explain to y'all what this bullshit I'm talking about. So the bullshit I'm talking about is heartbreak, how people fuck with your feelings and just think it's okay. And y'all, excuse my language, because I'm really about to get split on this episode because I'm tired of this shit. So, all right, if y'all don't know about me, I'm a 21-year-old female. I'm a African-American female, which it really doesn't matter. But yeah, I'm a 21-year-old female that's been experiencing a lot of heartbreak and pain for, I don't want to say all my life, but most of my life when it came to liking people in my lifetime. And I know that 21 years still hasn't been a long time on this earth, but still I have experienced some really strong like feelings and stuff like that. So another thing I want to mention is naturally I'm an emotional person, but I'm also strong. And I don't necessarily let people take advantage of me because people get confused with a person being emotional and saying that they're weak or can't handle things. And I don't think that's necessarily true at all. So have you ever got your feelings hurt so bad to the point where you just numb to all the fucking bullshit? It's just like, whatever pain you go through, you just don't care anymore because you're so used to getting your heart broken over and over and stop having high expectations with people that you just like, fuck it. I don't even care no more. And I even wrote a poem, because I write poems, just in case you don't know, on my blog, reflectionofdesk.com. And it was called Numb Feeling. And I basically explain how I just feel empty inside, you know, because it's so many people. Well, I don't want to get that deep, but honestly, I'm gonna be real with y'all. It's only two people in my lifetime that I really had strong, deep feelings for. And those two people really hurted me to the core, to the point where I just don't really trust, you know, giving myself away to anybody emotionally and just being that affectionate towards, you know, people that I actually like and stuff like that. And one of the people was from my past, and then another person was more recent and stuff. And whoo, Lord knows I had to, you know, get myself together because I really was legit about to go crazy. Thank God I'm not the person that I used to be in the past, because I learned a lot of self-control, self-restraint, but I know eventually I'm gonna pop off anyway because that's just in me. When you have a lot of feelings and a lot of hurt built up inside and you just burst and spaz out, you know, that's gonna be me one day. But let's just hope that the good Lord on my side or whatever, just all positive energy surround me so I won't even get to that point. But yeah, it's just the fact that when you constantly experiencing this feeling of just pain, it's just something that you always expect to come. No matter how good something is, you know, when everything going just right and then all of a sudden some bullshit start happening and you get angry about it, and it's just the cycle just continues. Excuse me if y'all heard me burp. Excuse me, y'all. But anyways, like I was trying to say, you know, when that cycle keep on going on and keep on happening, sometimes you just reflect on yourself, like, is it me? Am I the problem? Or is it the people that I associate myself with or the people that I tend to like? Is it all my fault that I'm experiencing this pain? Is it on me that I have brought these people into my life? And then, you know, I try not to think of it as my fault completely. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I had started this new little thing where I'm more open to, like, you know, opening up my options to like different people. Still have my boundaries and, you know, what I like and dislike and stuff, but, you know, be more open-minded when it comes to liking certain people. Now, I'm not lowering my standards all the way, being real realistic about my life partner and stuff like that. So, you know, I was, you know, Sorry, y'all. I keep on saying, you know, it's getting on my nerves. But anyways, I tried this new thing where I'm trying to be open-minded, trying to give certain people a chance, you know, and try not to be very judgmental from the start or whatnot. But lo and behold, they always fuck the shit up. It's like, I gave your stupid ass a chance and you want to fuck it up. So now you go make me go back to the person that I was before and just being fucking heartless and mean and shit. Do you think I enjoy being mean and stuff? Like, no. That's why I became so numb to a bunch of stuff now and not phased about nothing and just chilling out on people. Because for the past couple months, I'm like, I really wasted my time on this one person. Like, everything was going nice and we had a very good bond. Like, our bond is so amazing. We have incredible chemistry, but they fucked it up because they want to make a stupid ass mistake. And maybe they might come across this episode or whatnot. But yeah, if you listening, the person that I'm talking about, you should know who you are because you're gonna get that feeling inside. You really fucked things up between us, but now we're good. We, you know, we communicating or whatnot, but still, like, you legit fucked it up and I just hope you get right sooner or later. It's just, you know, I just hate when a person get themselves involved with another person. And you, at first, when I met this certain person, just chilling, I really wasn't trying to get deep into nothing because I had just got out of a relationship like a couple months ago. So I wasn't even single for that long. And then all of a sudden, this person like popped up in my life, and I guess it was just a test to see how I was gonna go through this challenge or whatever in my life. And you know, at first I wasn't really trying to get deep into the person. I was just trying to chill out because my last relationship really drained me a whole lot and it really put a big toll on me or whatnot, and I hated it and stuff. And I was like, you know what, I don't want to really get involved with nobody else because every time when I really like somebody, I have some bad karma that surrounds me for some reason when I actually take my time and like somebody. You know, when I don't like a person, that's when they want to like me so much. But when I return the feelings back, that's when all of a sudden, oh, the feelings change, they start acting funny and shit. And yeah, so like I was saying, I was really cool on that. But when I had met this new person, you know, the person that came into my life just unexpectedly after I recently got out of that past relationship or whatnot, I didn't expect us to click so well. Like, I didn't expect for us to be like the way we are now and stuff like that. Even though I said the person like fucked up in their own way, but still they gave me this level of respect and stuff like that, and you know, really treated me in a way that a woman should be treated to a certain extent. It's like they have good qualities of being a man, but they still had their little bad habits and still got some learning to do and probably more maturing to do or whatnot. And maybe some of you confused, like, how in the hell did this person have good qualities of a decent man but he still got his hiccups? But I want to go deeper into that, but I guess as this episode keep on flowing, maybe I can, you know, get deeper into that shit. But anyways, yeah, so I didn't expect us to, you know, grow as close as we did, and then all of a sudden there go my damn feelings getting involved with this person. And I don't necessarily regret how I feel about the person, but at the same time, to a certain extent, it felt like I was getting my time wasted and my feelings like played with to a certain extent, because the person was straight up, they was honest with me. Like, if I ask questions about stuff, they'll be straight up about it. The person doesn't sugarcoat anything, but at the same time, it's certain things that the person didn't tell me that maybe I needed to know. It's like they didn't intentionally lie to me or whatnot. Like, they always was real about themselves, but it was things that they just didn't care to mention and stuff like that, that maybe they need to throw out there and make it more clear. And sometimes I kind of think that the person is confused or whatnot. To a certain extent, I feel like they know that I could be the one for them, but they still want to have fun. But the thing is, I'm not gonna be sitting around here waiting on you forever, you know, and be played like a fool or whatnot. And yeah, it's just by me experiencing personal like heartbreak with like boys in my lifetime and stuff like that, it really just made me not even want to be bothered with nobody. I'd just rather be single and happy, because for some odd reason it always seemed like I'm happier when I'm not involved with somebody, like having my feelings involved with another person. And I just sometimes I hate to mention that because it makes me afraid about the future, because it makes me feel like, oh, I'm never gonna get married or have a family and stuff like that, because it's meant for me to be like single and happy, which is nothing wrong with being single and happy, but at the same time I don't want to feel lonely without having a partner by my side and, you know, having this family that I dreamed of. Because most women or even men dream of having kids and a family and stuff, but mostly I'm talking from a woman point of view, that we just plan to have marriage and like kids and stuff like that, and nobody really imagine themselves living a long lifetime by themselves. Everybody wants to have this partner there that they are in love with or whatnot. And yeah, I just had this whole idea of, you know, having a family and getting married and stuff like that. I really didn't expect myself to be single and happy all my life, you know. And I really don't even want to have a bunch of flings and stuff throughout my lifetime, because I'm really like picky when it comes to, you know, sex. When it comes to sex and just having sex with like certain individuals and stuff like that. So I really don't want to live a life like that with a bunch of flings being single. And it's nothing wrong with it if you are that type of person that do flings or whatnot, that's on you. But I'm just talking from my personal, you know, expectations of myself and how I feel about certain things. So don't think that I'm against you if you comfortable with that type of stuff. But yeah, so, and I just noticed a change in me, especially after my recent, you know, I guess you can call it a heartbreak. And I even wrote something on my blog where I expressed how I felt about the person. And when we stopped communicating for a while, I didn't realize how much I kind of, you know, had love for this person. Like, I think I kind of fell in love to a certain extent with this person. And I'm going to read it to y'all so y'all can hear like my feelings about the person. Because I was like, wait a minute, did I fall in love with this person in this time frame? What happened? And like I was saying before, I didn't even expect to have strong feelings for this dude. Like, it wasn't the fact that he was not attractive. He's very attractive. He's like everything I want in a man. But it's like, I was really was trying to chill out, y'all, because, I was just trying to chill out. I wasn't trying to do nothing with nobody, nothing this and that, blah blah blah. And there you go, it always seemed like the person that you try not to like the most you end up liking. And sometimes that's a good thing, and then on other terms it's a bad thing. And I don't even want to say in my situation it was a bad thing. I just sometimes I feel like maybe I met the person at a wrong time. Maybe what we did and, you know, what we shared and stuff just happened all in the wrong time and stuff. But I'm just going with the flow of life and just like whatever. I'm not gonna, you know, be too focused on that anyway. But yeah, y'all just give me a minute, I'm just trying to talk while I'm trying to find the post that I was telling y'all about. Okay, I found it. So this is basically an open letter on my blog reflectionandest.com, and it's called open letter number 7, and it's titled message not sent. And basically, this was a message that I wanted to send to the person that I was involved with recently, but I never sent the message. Like, this is what I wish I could have told them. But yeah, here it goes. I miss you. I tried to get you out of my head, but you are a piece of my every thought. I can't even escape you in my dreams. Every night there's a new scenario of us together. Why do you have this effect on me? No one has ever made me feel this way. Fighting the urge to let you go. How can I let you go when something is telling me we are meant to be? Our bond was something real, and the way we connected. You were like my best friend and my lover, if I'm being honest. The past few weeks of us not communicating feels light years. I miss our conversations. So many times I picked up my phone, wanted to share good or bad news with you because I was so used to coming to you. Then I remember things aren't the same anymore. Maybe you don't even care that we are not talking anymore. No, I'll be lying to myself if I said that. I know I said I can't forgive you, but now I'm over everything. Well, I still get a little angry, but my love for you is strong enough to allow you back in. Let's start everything over. Remember that night when I told you I had something to tell you, but it wasn't the right time to tell you? Well, now it's the time for you to know what it is. I think I love you. I don't know how I fell in love with you. It just happened. I kept that away from you because I know you're not in love with me. You're not ready for that at all. Well, at least not right now. I know your heart probably skipped a beat when I confessed that I love you. It probably scared you off. I understand if it made you feel some type of way. Sorry if I made you uncomfortable from confessing that. I want you to come around again, but you're probably attracted to someone else, so I won't bother you. One day we will meet again somehow. Maybe in the next lifetime everything will work out. So yeah, that was the whole little message that I wish I don't even want to say I wish I sent to him, but I wanted to send to him, you know, to confess it. And he does read my blog every now and then, but I'm not too for sure if he came across it, but I don't know if he actually read the post. So I feel like if he did read it, he might have mentioned it to me, but I feel like eventually it's going to come to him, I guess, in divine time when it's really time for him to read it and stuff. And yeah, and it's like, I don't know, it was just one night I just started thinking and reflecting, and I just felt like that I needed to confess that, and my blog was the perfect place to confess how I feel, because that's where I share, you know, like personal stuff, and certain personal stuff. I'm still a private person, but it's like, I know that it's probably someone out there that can probably kind of relate to how I felt in that little confession or whatnot in the open letter. But yeah, it was just something, you know, just to get off my mind and stuff. And if y'all recall what I was saying in the letter, that I said every night is a new dream about us. And it was so true. It's crazy because every single night I was dreaming about him. And I never dreamed about somebody so much in my life. And it was so many different scenarios of us together and stuff like that. And lately I've been going through like a spiritual awakening too. So it's like, I feel like my dreams was trying to predict what will happen with us between the next couple of times like we talked to each other again. But like I said, we after that whole incident happened between after that whole incident or whatnot, we stopped talking to each other, but now we just started talking again or whatnot. And it's not no bad blood between us. I feel like we starting all over again for some reason, and it seems like the bond is still there. It's still clear, but you know, I still ain't forget. I'm still not a dummy. I still ain't forget what the person did or whatnot. But it's just like right now I'm just like dead inside. I don't even, I'm not even caring about the whole stupid situation anyway. I'm just glad that we wasn't in no like serious relationship where that, you know, situation happened. I'd just rather for it to be when we both was like single and just like talking to each other. And that still doesn't make the mistake or the incident right. That still doesn't make it okay for you to like do something like that to me. But it's just the fact that I'd rather for it to be something when we not, you know, in a serious commitment, you know, because I can brush it off a little easier because, okay, you didn't commit yourself to me and then fucked it up or whatnot, if y'all get what I'm saying. But yeah, and I want to read the poem to y'all too, but I'll just leave the link to the poem in the description box for y'all, so y'all can click the link and visit my blog. And also y'all can go on my Instagram at Reflection of Death, and I post the poem Numb Feeling on my Instagram page, and you can hear the audio of me reading the poem out loud or whatnot. Y'all should check it out because it's a short little poem, but it's like on a deep level. Most of my poems are really deep and a short amount of words and very simple but deep in a way and stuff like that. I just want to know, have y'all ever experienced so much, you know, pain and heartbreak in your lifetime where it just made you feel numb, like you just don't care to have any feelings for nobody, you just real empty, and it seemed like a void that can't be filled inside and stuff like that. And you know, that's how I feel. It's like it's just something just missing out of me. I don't even have no love to give at this point. And I remember I felt like this one time before, but then, you know, I changed and I guess I healed from it and I grew up. And, you know, my love, well, my chance to give love to someone new, someone else, came back again. And then when I was reflecting and thought to myself, I was like, you know, when the right type of love for me comes along in my lifetime, that's when that void will be filled again. But until then, I'm gonna be really careful, really patient with my love life, not even, you know, taking half of these people seriously, you know, until they really, really prove themselves or whatnot. And yeah, I just don't have time for the extra bullshit. It's really draining. And if you coming into my life trying to waste my time and do all kind of unnecessary bull, then I don't want you around me. Because I'm on this new journey where I want all positive things surrounding me, emotionally, physically, mentally. And I'm really big on my emotional state too, because I'm an empath. So I can really feel a lot of deep energy and stuff like that. So your energy can affect my mood and stuff. And I'm a Scorpio too, and supposedly Scorpios, you know, feel people on a different level too. So I got a mixture of a lot going on or whatnot. Yeah, I have anxiety, I'm an empath, I'm an introvert. Yeah, anxiety, empath, introvert, and a freaking Scorpio. So I'm just a water sign. So yeah, basically you know, base everything off emotions, and I'm just a deep person, period. And I feel like everybody should always get in touch with their emotional side, you know, their emotional fulfillment and stuff like that, because it kind of helps you learn yourself as a person also. And like I was saying, you know, earlier in this episode, I'm the type of person, you know, that is emotional, but I don't let nobody take advantage of me. You know, I'm wise enough to make wise decisions and stuff like that. Yeah, I may make mistakes with, you know, getting close to someone or even have some type of attachment, maybe too fast at times to a certain extent. But, you know, I'm still learning about myself, and I feel like that others should, you know, learn about themselves too, especially when it comes to like love and stuff. If you're really big on wanting to be with somebody or whatnot, or get yourself involved in relationships and stuff like that. And yeah, that concludes this episode, and I hope you guys enjoyed this topic, because I had a lot on my mind that I wanted to express. I know usually my episodes are like probably at least like 10 to 15 minutes. It just depends on the topic, but this one was a little longer than usual, but I'm sure y'all will appreciate it if you enjoy the content or whatnot. But yeah, y'all already know I'll be back with more episodes, so be looking out, y'all. Be looking out. I'm gonna try my best to be more consistent, try to post an episode every other day if I can. But yeah, and also follow me on social media, y'all. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Reflection Desk. I will definitely follow y'all back and message me. I want to talk to you guys. I get so excited when I talk to people that's into my content, what I do and stuff like that. And y'all really been showing a lot of love on my podcast, and I would love to know each and every one of you that listens to my podcast. But yeah, I thank you so much for your support, and I hope everyone is having a good day and good night. Bye guys.